title winner, UK Open champion for 2014. 401, Barry Golding. Barry, didn't have it all on your own way at the start. It was a bit hairy at the start, wasn't it?
It was a little bit hairy at the start, yeah. We had a good couple of laps where there were plenty of bumper work and plenty of cars going in crashing. It were all to be expected with that many star men all near the front and all bunched up together. Thankfully, I managed to pick a few of the right lines through it and managed to come off unscathed.
Because you had the pressure of Chris McGoyne and George McMillan and Chris Kincaid. Did you think that they were ever going to catch you, or you just get yourself through the traffic?
I don't know. I just keep looking forward and don't try and worry about who's behind me. Just keep doing your own thing and drive your own race. Once you start worrying about people who's behind you, they're going to catch you.
Of course, you've got your European on the thing. It's being defended next week. How are you feeling about that one?
We've not been to Northampton yet this year, so we'll see how we get on Saturday night. We've already qualified for it. Again, it's always the luck of the draw, what it is at Northampton. We had a good draw last year. Hopefully, if we can pick something, first five or six rows, something like today again, maybe, I'll be happy with that. And I think we've got a fighting chance to get up there then.
And of course, the semi-final's coming up on Shell, and you've been one of the four men on Shell this year. What's your game plan for Mildenhall?
We'll worry about that as soon as these green flags are dropping. We haven't really got too many game plans for anything. My theory is, because I've been racing that long now, you just take it as it happens, and you've just got to make split decisions if you have a game plan. But we're not too sure exactly where we're going to start now, but it does look like we're going to either start on the front row or definitely second.
So, just going to settle this argument between, obviously, yourself, your wife. Who's the better driver, you or Joe?
No comment.